President John Evans Atta Mills has announced a number of comprehensive projects geared towards equipping the Ghana Navy. They include the establishment of a vessel traffic monitoring and information system along the entire coastline of the country, two fast attack boats from Germany and another two from Korea, as well as the rehabilitation of the slipway at the naval base in Sekendi, Takrady. President Mills made the announcement when he inaugurated four new patrol boats fitted to the state-of-the-art facilities at the Sekendi Takrady Naval Base in the Western Region. President Mills said re-equipping the Navy and other security agencies should be viewed as a means of sustaining the atmosphere of peace and security needed for the development of other sectors. Presidential correspondent said the report.
The acquisition and inauguration of the four naval boats was the first by a government in 32 years. It cost the nation $62 million together with spare parts from the manufacturers. The event attracted a large crowd, including NDC supporters, who incessantly cheered and congratulated President Mills. The president said, when the slipway rehabilitation project is completed, the Navy can carry out routine docking and periodic refitting locally to save the millions of foreign exchange that is spent when such works are done abroad. President Mills said, with the four new ships, the Navy should be in a position to maintain continuous presence at sea.
We have to guard against some illegal activities which can only detract from what we have. There is illegal fishing, dumping of toxic waste, arms smuggling, piracy, air trawling, and the like. And if you want to survive, if you want to take advantage of what we have, there's a need for us to provide the Navy with the wherewithal to be able to perform to the best of their ability.
Ministry of Food and Agriculture paid for two of the ships for exclusive use in enforcing the fisheries regulations and laws at sea. Kwesi Ahoy is the sector minister.
It's an exciting day for myself and indeed the fisher folks of this country, the fisheries commissioners, the staff of the fisheries directorate and indeed of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture. Our reason is very simple, that yet another compact has been fulfilled by His Excellency President John Evans Atta Mills for the fisheries sector. The President promised on assumption of office to provide patrol boats for the Ghana Navy for monitoring, control and surveillance operations in the fishery waters of Ghana. Two out of the four boats were bought by the Ministry of Food and Agriculture and are intended to be dedicated to fishery surveillance in our waters to enhance and ensure national fisheries governance.
Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith said, government has put in place a plan to revamp the Ghana Armed Forces to enable them to achieve their objectives.
What we are seeing is a partial fulfillment of government's commitment to ensure that all the security services are properly equipped to perform their roles effectively. The four ships could not have come at any better time than now, as they give us hope that our maritime resources will be jealously guarded. I am happy to disclose that there are many other projects the Chinese Polytechnologies Incorporated has either completed or are working on for the Ghana Armed Forces. They have supplied us with logistics for our peace support operations around the globe. They have also completed two hangars and a warehouse for the Ghana Air Force. They have completed a sports complex and they are currently engaged in housing projects for the Ghana Armed Forces.
Chief of the Naval Staff, Rear Admiral Matthew Kwashi said, with the aging and dwindling fleet, the Navy was not well positioned to adequately meet the challenges in ensuring safety and security of the country's 64,000 square nautical miles exclusive economic zone. Therefore, the arrival of the Snake class fast patrol boats is timely.
The keels of these vessels were laid on the 30th of March 2010 at Qingdao in Tianjin Shipyard. Construction of the ships took 18 months to complete and the vessels were ferried to Ghana on the 22nd of October 2011. With these acquisitions, the Navy is well poised to protect credible maritime power and dominate Ghana's maritime domain. Security of the nation's oil industry will be enhanced, and maritime-related crimes, including piracy, illegal fishing, drug trafficking, and sea robbery in our waters, will also be curtailed.
President Mills and members of his entourage and a section of the public cruised on board the four boats. Some of them shared their experience with Radio Ghana.
My first time of going on board a Navy ship, but not my first time on going on board on a ship in a way. And it was quite a nice thing. We really enjoyed the whole trip, and we had the opportunity of seeing nearby fishing harbors. So actually, it was a delightful thing to us.
It's a very nice trip, and I've really enjoyed it. This is my first time on board of Ghana Navy ship.
Not bad. It's a nice travel.
I'm feeling well. I'm feeling well, and I'm enjoying everything. I haven't been in a ship before. This is my first time, so I'm enjoying everything, and I'm well.
Fine. At least you have gone around, and then at least we have seen that we did not use our money for nothing. We use our money for good things. At least we have enjoyed, and I think it's okay.
Members of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Defence and Interior graced the occasion. From the Sekendi Takoradi Naval Base, Seth Eya reporting for Radio Ghana.